Watch, Taliban blames U.S. for 9/11 in film celebrating suicide squads. By Amy Furr on September 3, 2021. The Taliban terrorist group blamed America for the 9/11 hijackings in a recent video aired on Afghan television. The production, Victorious Force 3, is the latest in a series of short films celebrating the Taliban's martyrdom-seeking squadrons. That is, the units responsible for conducting complex suicide attacks, FDD's Long War Journal reported Friday. The film, broadcast on Afghanistan's national RTA television station, was supposed to commemorate the Taliban's win over the U.S.-backed government and Western forces. The Taliban describes America as the true terrorist party, while blaming the U.S. for the 20-year war, the article continued. The September 11, 2001 attacks were the result of the United States' policy of aggression against the Muslim world, the narrator says. Reenactments and archival footage of the 9/11 hijackings are shown on screen as the narrator faults America and the West for Al-Qaeda's deadliest day. The Taliban has never accepted responsibility for harboring and working with Al-Qaeda prior to 9/11. The two remain intertwined to this day. The video also showed men in uniform marching and performing drills. Afghans were not involved in these attacks. Unfortunately, the U.S. and its allies launched a military invasion of Afghanistan without considering the reasonable stance of the Islamic Emirate on the issue, the narrator claimed. According to the Long War Journal, America invaded Afghanistan in 2001 because Al-Qaeda's headquarters was located there. All 19 of the 9/11 hijackers were trained in the country, and Mullah Omar refused to turn over bin Laden or any other Al-Qaeda leader. Meanwhile, several Afghan and international news outlets, citing Taliban sources, said Friday the terrorist organization would appoint its leader Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar the head of its formal Afghan government very soon. Granting Baradar the position of most powerful man in Afghanistan belies repeated Taliban assurances that the second Taliban reign will result in fewer human rights atrocities than the first, according to Breitbart News. In addition, Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid told reporters recently the terrorist group was urging women in Afghanistan to remain at home for their safety because the group had not yet taught its terrorists how to deal with women.